Puerto Rico. Here's Sharon Reed.
Hurricane Maria left Puerto Rico completely without power. The governor says it could be out there for months. The Category 3 storm's expected to turn away from the U.S. mainland as it heads north, but it could still produce dangerous swells along the east coast this weekend.
In Mexico, the country's deadliest earthquake in 32 years has killed at least 245 people. That 7.1 magnitude quake striking on Tuesday. 2 days later, they're still pulling survivors from the rubble, including in Mexico City, where at least 50 people have been pulled out alive in the past 24 hours. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment benefit claims last week were down, 259,000 workers filing them. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller now wants the White House to turn over documents for the Russia probe, as reports are federal investigators want the documents related to the president's firing of former FBI Director James Comey and ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Senate Republican John McCain could once again cast the vote that decides whether a GOP health care bill passes or fails. Joe Gomez with more.
Fellow Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says he's been speaking with McCain about the bill.
He has spoke eloquently, I can tell you, every day in our lunches or wherever we're meeting together. He's talking about getting back to regular order, and he sees it in the Armed Services Committee. He's the chairman. He works that process well. I admire him for it.
Senator John McCain's vote against July's so-called skinny repeal of Obamacare killed the measure. He says he objected because the bill wasn't subjected to Senate rules known as regular order, with hearings, amendments, and floor debate.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents, and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is warning Americans to be careful monitoring credit reports after the massive data breach at credit firm Equifax. In comments to reporters, Yellen's calling the Equifax hack a very serious data breach, and she says the Fed sees the threat of cyber attacks as one of the most significant risks to the financial sector. First Daughter Ivanka Trump opens up about one of her biggest struggles after having her three kids.
With each of my three children, I had some level of postpartum depression.
The president's daughter discussing it on an episode of the Dr. Oz show. The 35-year-old has an unpaid advisory role in the Trump administration and is an advocate for working women.
It was a very challenging emotional time for me because I felt like I was not living up to my potential as a parent or as an entrepreneur and as an executive.
She says to be credible in her role at the White House, she felt that she had to go public with her struggle. The CDC says at least 10% of U.S. women experience postpartum depression after giving birth. And it seems the Navy's using Xbox video game controllers to operate the periscopes on some of its nuclear-powered submarines. The periscopes use what are called photonic masts to display images on screens down below. The Navy decided to start using the controllers after sailors complained the previous $40,000 controllers were bulky, heavy, and took too long to learn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, I'm just going to warn everybody right from the get-go. This is going to be a scary show today. Yeah, it's going to be a scary show. You know, I still haven't gone to see It yet. I've got, you know, my kids are banging me over the head. They want to go see It. And I'll probably try to find some time to take them this weekend. But I'm here to tell you. The stuff that I talk about here on the program, except that I have to talk on a regular basis, is far scarier than creepy clowns. And I don't like clowns. Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I want to start off today. I want to talk a little bit about freedom, economic freedom, and where we are and where we're going. I saw this. This was in New York Magazine, and it was an interview with the current mayor of New York, who also wants to be, well, he wants to get himself reelected as well. And this is a direct quote. This is Bill de Blasio. What's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who gets to live in it, and what the rent will be. I think there's a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs. And I would too. Unfortunately, what stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that's the reality that calls the tune on a lot of development. He says, if it was up to him, the city government would determine every single plot of land, how development would proceed, and there would be very stringent requirements around income levels and rents. That's a world he would love to see. He, as not mayor of New York, but dictator of New York, where he is going to determine what the rent is going to be. This guy's the current mayor of the city of New York. This is this same city that has Wall Street. Same city that has Trump Tower has got a mayor who's, hey, his first instincts are no different than Stalin's first instincts, Lenin's first instincts, Pol Pot's first instincts. Yet that's somehow that's okay. That's all right. It's a column by Fareed Zakaria. Yes, he's a CNN CNN contributor, has got his own show there. He's also also writes columns. Fareed Zakaria, another one of those people that would tell you straight up that he's the smartest person on the planet. He would tell you, he said, I'm Fareed Zakaria. I'm the smartest guy on the planet. And he does this entire piece talking about government and the need for bigger and bigger and more powerful government. And government has been shrinking since Ronald Reagan. And again, I want to pull my hair out because he obviously hasn't paid that close attention to the size of government, the amount of money that we spend on government, the amount of agents we have, the amount of employees we have. He seems to think that it's not enough. This, my friends, this is scary, scary stuff to me. It is, because it's going to lead to a world where we're not going to have that dynamic growth in the past. We're going to be stuck at less than 3% annual growth. We're going to be stuck in a world where income is not going to rise. And everybody was going crazy this past week. Oh my God, median incomes are up to the highest level they ever have been. You know when the last time they were at that level? 1999. It's 2017, and we got back to the same level, a little bit higher than the level we were in 1999, and we're applauding that? Like this is some sort of big deal? This is a great thing? Are you kidding me? It's like applauding a C-minus student for crying out loud. We can't get out of our own way, my friends. We can't. We have everything in the world going for us, and we continue to waste it. We continue to waste it, whether it be our energy independence, whether it be various different technological innovations. We continue to blow it. And again, this is stuff that really, really frightens me. We need to bring back that dynamic economy that we've had in the past. And you do that, quite honestly, by getting government out of the way. We've got a tax code that is 75,000 plus pages long. You've got a Federal Registry, what is that, over 100,000 plus pages? You know, one of the things that one does, when you lose something, right? When you lose something, what do? You go, you retrace your steps. You go and you retrace your steps. You know, where was I? Where did I leave that? You know, we've got a lot of things that have been going wrong with the country, and I think a lot of it has led to the election of Donald Trump, and I'll get into him and some of his policies a little bit later on the program. But we're in socialism town. I've said that here. I mean, for years I'm saying, people, look out. We're on the road to serfdom, or AC/DC's highway to hell. We're in socialism town now, though we're at the end of that road. How did we get here? How is it that the 7 of the 10 wealthiest zip codes surround Washington, D.C.? D.C., one of our nation's most wealthy areas. They don't build or create anything. It is a place where insiders cut deals, rules are made, taxes are collected. And the American worker, the American entrepreneur, is royally screwed. You know it, and I know it. We can go back and just take a look. I mean, the numbers are there. You go back to the year 2000. I said 1999. We're back to where we were in 1999 as far as median income is concerned. But you take a look at our rankings in regards to regulation, in regards to taxation. We are not a user-friendly country by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I've mentioned this before, and I'm a big believer in using history as a guide. I really am. You have to pay attention. You have to have picked up a book or two and understand things that have happened in the past. And listen, our current situation is not without precedent. And I've talked about this. I say you look to ancient Rome and take a look at the parallels. Rome, like the United States, was conceived as a stand against a monarchy. Both nations, very suspicious of concentrated power and authority. The United States and Rome both established republics that enshrined checks and balances, separation of powers, the protection of the individual, and rights were held sacrosanct. This was a recipe for our success, people. The greatest advances in individual liberty led to prosperity without precedent in world history. The history of classical Rome lasted 1,000 years. The first half, a republic. The second half, imperial autocracy. The conditions, events, and how they transform from one to the other is frighteningly similar. It was a great piece that I cited. I talked about it previously here on the program. It was from the Foundation of Economic Education by Lawrence Reed. And he calls it the most three most stubborn lessons of history. No people who lost their character kept their liberties. Power that is shackled and dispersed is preferable to power that is unrestrained and centralized. The here and now is rarely as important as tomorrow. Reed explains that character embodies the trait of virtue. In Latin, the word virtus meaning courageous honesty. This trait was the end all be all of early Roman society. Other traits of character that were stressed in early Rome were gravitas, dignity, benevolentia, goodwill, pietas, loyalty, and a sense of duty, and simplicitas, which is candor. You know, it was interesting this past week. I was looking up the curriculum of various different universities back during the founding of the country and what the students had to learn and what they had to study. And they had to study. They all had to learn Greek and they all had to learn Latin and they all had to learn the history of both Greece and Athens. Greece and Rome. He writes, he says, the connection between character and liberty is powerful. Liberty, by which I mean rule of law. Respect for and protection of the lives, rights, and property. Property. Bill de Blasio isn't like that. And contracts of others is the only social arrangement that requires character. No other system, especially socialism, asks much of you other than to keep quiet, pay your taxes, and go get yourself killed when the state so directs. The absence of character produces chaos and tyranny. Its presence makes liberty possible. Rome rose from nothing and sustained itself as a great entity for centuries because of its strong character. When I told you I was scared this past week, something really frightened me. There's a story that I'm going to share with you when you get back that is downright frightening. Going to take a break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Again, this is not a buy, sell, or hold program. You want that? Go lose money elsewhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Konica, the German shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. this dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores with just the raw meat and the eggs and the dynavite and super omega on top of it. It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dinovite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hey, listen, I know I got a lot of smart people that listen to this program, and I know a lot of this is, it's a bit of review, but I think it's necessary. And you're going to understand a little bit more why I'm doing this today with the story that I'm going to come up with. But, again, we got to be reminded, what happened to Rome? Rome went from a republic to an empire through a process of erosion. Welfare state was instituted little by little, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Sound familiar how we do that in this country? Little by little, more handouts and more giveaways. What was the big story this week? All the Democrats now getting on board the single payer express. That's right. The single payer express is coming. Medicare for all, they're all signing up. And again, we told you that was going to happen. We took one good look at Obamacare and said that this is mathematically impossible. This is going to fail. And they're going to say, oh, this was a great precursor to single payer. And that's what they wanted in the first place. Slowly but surely, a self-reliant people abandoned responsibility, abandoned discipline. They abandoned property rights. Heck, again, you got plenty of people. The mayor of New York, he wants to do away with them. What did they do? Oh, I can't take care of myself. I'm going to look to the government to fix it. What's in it for me? What am I entitled to? This is just echoes of the past. What we see happening today, it's happened before. You talk about the same thing, Rome. Credible sums of money spent to get people elected. Yeah, we do that too. Taxes being raised in the aftermath to pay for all the grandiose promises made by self-centered self-centered politicians and the populace that elected them. The emperors of Rome built their power on entitlements, the same way our politicians do today. And again, you can take a look at power in the early days of Rome and how they kept it unconcentrated, and the exact opposite occurred. I get all into this, but I saw this story, and again, this scared the hell out of me. And again, it was one of these stories that I read, and I didn't feel like going on the air. I didn't feel like going on the air that day. I said, why bother? I might as well just go fishing today. What's the point? 26% of Americans can name the three branches of government. 26%. Three quarters of America has no idea what the three branches of government are. Oh, I'm not making this up. 27% know one branch, 13% know two branches, 26% know all three, 33% do not know any of the branches of government. And the funny thing is, you take back that the first time they conducted this survey was in 2011, and 38% knew all the branches back then compared to 26% today. Oh, well, I'm sure that if you were to ask the same poll that who was going to direct the next Star Wars movie, they know. Or they know plenty about their fantasy football teams, but they don't know about this. People, how are we supposed to have a country where the people that are going out there and voting don't have a clue? I've written columns about this, the fact that I don't want idiots to vote. Do yourself a favor. Do the country a favor. And if you don't have a clue, don't vote. This is a major issue, people, that we have got to deal with. I mean, we've got public schools. Public schools, huh? I mean, how do you graduate from a government school? They have American flags flying at the school. You got to say the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning. How do you graduate from a public school and not know the three branches of government? How is that possible? Or is it by design? Honestly, I'm going to side with the latter. I often talk about this here on the program, and I talk about how conventional wisdom is poisonous. And the great conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. And how people just do one dumb thing after another dumb thing after another dumb thing when it comes to their finances. They don't understand how money works more often than not. The fact is, they don't even know how their government works. And yeah, I think it's by design. I do. I'm not conspiracy theory here, but come on, let's be honest here. Republicans and Democrats alike love this. They want you to look to them for all the answers. This way they have power over you. You know, when I read this story, I was instantly transformed back in time. I was on vacation in Greece, and I was out with my wife's cousin, and he had a friend of his from school there. And he was a really wealthy, wealthy kid from Greece. Had a very wealthy background, and houses all over the world. And I found the kid pretty arrogant. And he said that, yeah, I lived in the United States for a short period of time. I lived in Boston, but I hated it. And I said, why? He says, well, people there were really dumb. Now, that's a pretty offensive thing to say. And, you know, I was on vacation. I said, you know what? I'm not going to get into it. You know, I'm going to finish my drink, and I'm going to go home. I instantly remember that conversation. I said to myself, was that kid right? Right? And it's several conversations I have with my very, very wealthy Democratic establishment clients out there. They'll tell you, hey, you know, why? I can't understand their way of thinking. Well, people are dumb and it's our job to take care of them. They almost look at human beings as rescue dogs. This is the state of affairs here, people. People glued to their phones, right? Worried about their emoji. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This is way scarier than it. I'm sorry. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're making a lot of progress in a lot of different ways. Stay tuned.
President Trump teasing reporters about the situation with North Korea. He said they're having high-level meetings with the Japanese prime minister.
We are meeting on a constant basis. We'll be meeting in a little while also with Prime Minister Abe of Japan.
Former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama coming under fire for her unmasking attempts while in office. Sources told Fox News Samantha Power's unmasking attempts averaged more than one request for every working day in 2016, even seeking the names of Trump associates just before his inauguration. The unmasking process is carried out when an official wants to reveal the identity of an individual whose name surfaced in foreign intelligence documents. Powers does not explain why she wanted to unmask Trump campaign officials. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Music.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
When I'm asked, people come up, young advisors, people starting businesses, and I'm asked, you know, what some of the things that you attribute the success of Markowski Investments, you know, what are some things that you can attribute that to? I mean, how did you make that happen past several decades? And I'm telling them, well, first and foremost, we put our clients' interests above our own, as always. And we focus on the future. And I'm not talking next week, next month, next year. I'm talking 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. That is what we focus on. And it's this delayed gratification, I guess if you want to call it, concept of delayed gratification. The Romans understood this, the importance to plan for the future. It works. That's why I don't get bent out of shape when the market sells off, nor when the market races through the roof. I'm not looking at right now. You know, I complain about things, right? I can complain about things here on the program, but it's also good to offer some solutions. And again, we had some scary stuff this past week. We're going to get into the national debt a little bit later on in the program. But here's some things that can get us back on track. First and foremost, simplify the tax code. Now, they say that they're working on that right now. I'm not buying it. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. No more loopholes, no more handouts, no more giveaways. No more dividing people into different camps. We need to be equal under the law. Number two is a big one, balanced budget amendment. It's pretty straightforward. We are not to spend more than we're taking in. We have to reform the regulatory process here in the country. No more judge, jury, and executioner from the various acronym agencies from the executive branch. Legislating needs to come from Congress. Hey, one of the branches of government. Yeah, there's one of them. Ding, 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 ding. Simplicity is the key. Less is more when it comes to rulemaking. We need to make the United States user-friendly. Another big one is term limits. Term limits. Actually, in the original days of Rome, they split the top position of power between two individuals. They were called consuls. The one was a check upon the other, and neither one of them could serve more than 1 year. The legislature was composed of the Senate and assemblies of elected representatives. These checks and balances, what happened was they dissipated over time. And what happened was that the cities and the provinces of Rome lost their power and independence and handed it over to all these elected officials. And then what happened? Oh, yeah, there goes the republic. And when I'm talking term limits, I'm not just talking termed out of office. I'm talking termed out of Washington. You got to go. You should not be allowed to work any more than 8 years in total as an elected official in Washington, D.C. It should be forbidden to work in any capacity as a lobbyist after serving in public office. You want another good one, too? You want to get us going? Break up all the damn monopolies that we have going right now, especially for banking and the media. And guess what? This also includes all that new media Silicon Valley stuff as well. We need to allow small business to thrive again. We need to establish a non-interventionist foreign policy doctrine. Gee whiz, I thought I was getting that with Donald Trump, but hey, we're back in Afghanistan again, right? We have been nearly in perpetual war for a century. Time for that to stop. Free trade. I'm all for free trade. As long as when the playing field is leveled between various different countries. How can you have a free trade agreement with a country that still has indentured servants? How's that possible? Immigration reform. No-brainer. No more subsidies. Are you sick and tired of paying for your neighbor's car? I am. I'm sick and tired of paying for my neighbor's Tesla and my neighbor's solar panels on the roof of his house. The government should be forbidden from diverting taxpayer money to any private concern. Never, ever, ever should it happen. Entitlement reform. And this is just basic algebra. We got to get the math straight with this. It's going bankrupt. Welfare reform. And how about this? How about getting completely out of healthcare, housing, and college education so the prices of those things can come down? Pretty simple, right? Yeah, it's too bad we don't have anybody that's working towards that right now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Yeah, I'm gonna go off on a rant a little bit. A little bit about this taxes and so-called tax reform and tax cuts and all the nonsense that they're shoving down your throat. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with
taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Dynovite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com. Digital U is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I'm trying to remember the year right now. It had to be 1995? 1996. I went to a due diligence meeting like I've never been to a due diligence meeting before. They used to IPOs, and they'd have the due diligence meeting. And this was the due diligence meeting for Donald Trump's casinos. And it was a show. It was a show. They're usually kind of a wonky, fuddy-duddy meeting, but not this one. Not this one. DJT was the symbol on the stock. And it was Donald Trump's casinos in Atlantic City. And I go to this meeting, and they set it up with a stage, and it was almost like it was a show. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump! And he comes out, and he's doing this due diligence meeting for his stock offering. And I found it pretty off-putting, and I didn't invest or put my clients' money into the stock. But let me tell you something that Donald J. Trump had at that meeting. He had a prospectus. Again, you got to take a company public. You have to have a prospectus. Kind of like if, you know, Donald Trump was selling an apartment or selling, he's got a new building that's going up that he wants you to buy a condo in or an apartment in, whatever it may be. Do you think that he puts together a brochure for you to look at so you know what the apartment's going to look like? You know what the layout is going to be? You know the amenities of the building? All that good stuff. Shiny, happy brochure, right? Donald Trump is on this tour around the country right now pitching tax reform. What exactly is he pitching? Does he have a brochure? What are we doing here? Because I'm here to tell you, it most certainly is not going to be any tax cuts. Let me explain to everybody what tax reform is, okay? When we were young, did you guys play the game of musical chairs when you were younger, when you were a kid at birthday parties? And you would walk around the chairs and music would be playing and music would stop. You had to find a chair and then you had to take one, another chair until there was last person standing. But it's kind of what we've got going on with tax reform. They're not cutting any taxes. I want everybody to make it just clear. They're not cutting any taxes. What they're doing is rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. They're making somebody else pay. They're going to give a handout or a giveaway or a tax break to somebody. But somebody else is going to have to make up for that. This is what happens when you hear, oh, we got to pay for those tax cuts. Oh, we need to pay for tax cuts. You understand that doesn't even make any sense in the English language? How do you pay for cuts? More on this when we get back. Oh, yeah. You can tell I'm a bit ticked off by this entire thing. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Our latest, our white paper on the retirement crisis. Everything absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or give us a call at 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All righty then. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. So I'm minding my own business, being the good little dork that I am. And I'm watching a little bit of Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Yep, the one with the trophy wife. You know who I'm talking about. He's speaking at the Seeking Alpha conference talking about tax cuts. And here we go again. Here we go again. Mnuchin says, hey, well, you know what? We're thinking about dealing with these pass-through companies. Now, a lot of small businesses are pass-through companies, which is subchapter S. See, you name it, partnerships that are out there. Now, many pass-through businesses are small, and they also include law firms, accounting firms, architecture firms, doctors, all these businesses that provide a service, investment firms like mine, right? And Mr. Mnuchin, the one with the nice-looking wife, suggested that those businesses might not get the new lower rate on pass-through business income that they're planning. Now, I wanted to, punch Mnuchin in the head at that point in time because what are you doing, man? What in God's creation are you doing? The same thing that everyone else does? Oh, you're a favored business, but you're not a favored business. You're going to get the tax break, but you're not. What is the difference between what Trump and Mnuchin are pushing for right now and what Barack Obama did with his green companies? What is the difference? This is disgusting. It really is. They had, at the National Federation of Independent Businesses, which is a trade group for small business and pass-throughs. And I quote, everybody's eyes kind of popped out when they heard Mnuchin's comments. Brad Close, Senior Vice President for Advocacy. We just think that's bad government policy. It picks winners and losers based on industry type. And we just think that's a terrible way to go for tax reform. You damn straight it is, because that's what we're doing now. That's why we have a 75,000-page tax code. Again, I'm sorry, and it's full disclosure here, okay? And I've said it here in the program. I voted for Donald Trump. I don't care. Am I telling you? I voted for him. He wasn't my first choice, but I voted for him. And let me tell you something. What is he delivering on right now in regards to campaign promises? Zip, zero, zilch, nada. Okay? This is not what we asked for. This is not right. You're not supposed to pick and choose winners and losers here in this country. And we are. How is this okay? How do you say, oh, you know what? You get a tax cut. None for you. No break for you. Well, it comes down to the fact that there's no such thing as tax cuts anymore. There is no such thing. Again, they call it tax reform. And, oh, this is what you hear. Well, Donald Trump is really in need of a big win. He's really pushing for tax reform. He's got to get a win out there. A win? A win? Give me a break. Give me a break. This is all for television. This is all for, again, ignorant masses. People, you need to see through this. And I know I got a lot of big-time Trump supporters that listen to this program. And you can make whatever excuse you want right now, but you know as well as I do that this is wrong. You know, we can't have everything. We can't. We can't. George W. Bush decided to take us on this big, huge war in the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq. Nope, didn't want to pay for it. Didn't want to pay for it. Let's just crank up the national debt. Yeah, Barack Obama, spend, 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 crank up the national debt even more. Now we're $20 trillion plus in the hole as a nation. And, oh, yeah, what else are we going to do? We want to have a big, Trump wants to have a $1 trillion infrastructure package. The funny thing is, people, is that we could do all of these things if we wanted to. If we actually had some people that were willing to go out there and make those hard choices. But what's the point? Why bother? Why, if I got to go out and do the right thing and make a hard choice, somebody might not like me. And, oh no, God forbid, I might get voted out of office, and then, oh no, then maybe I'll become a lobbyist. That's not so bad. I still get to live in Washington, D.C. People are getting raked over the coals every which way. And this is happening right before our very eyes. Tax reform, tax cuts, you're going to get nothing, is what you're going to get. There's not going to be any sort of fiscal constraint. The only guy that I hear talking about reining in the size of government, Rand Paul. He's like, gee whiz, you know what? We got to spend some money here on fixing Texas and fixing Florida. Yeah, well, why don't we look for some cuts inside our budget to pay for all this stuff rather than putting it on the credit card? Nope, can't do that. Put it on the credit card. Hey, we even got Trump talking about, hey, let's eliminate the debt ceiling. Eliminate the, you know what? At least they're being honest, because there never really was a debt ceiling. They just keep going right through it every single time. Anyway, lots of scary stuff this week. I told you. No, we're going to get back. We're going to have to talk. We're going to have to talk a little bit about that debt. We got a lot more. We got a lot of scary stuff we're going to talk about. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I want to remind everybody, our website. My latest white paper on the retirement crisis, it's free. Take advantage of it. It's going to scare you too. We got free consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com or give us a call at 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're making a lot of progress in a lot of different ways. Stay tuned.
President Trump teasing reporters about the situation with North Korea. He said they're having high-level meetings with the Japanese prime minister.
We are meeting on a constant basis. We'll be meeting in a little while also with Prime Minister Abe of Japan.
Former U.S.